Dallas-based AECOM is a big Fortune 500 company. They operate all over the world, 150 different countries. But boy, you don't see an earnings report like we saw just the other day. The stock absolutely was a blowout. Record quarter, record highs in the stock. Got to bring a smile to the CEO, Troy Rudd, who joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, David. Appreciate you having me, and you're absolutely correct. I certainly do have a smile.
I mean, that was really remarkable. And this is, and like I say, you're a global company. And I look back over the last year or so, and we've had this sort of upheaval and, you know, new political leaders and a lot of spending, you know, even here in the United States put in abeyance. And I really thought, you know, if there was ever a quarter that you'd get a pass, this would be it.
Well, we didn't get a pass, but all of our folks this past quarter, consistent with their performance for a long period of time, have really done an outstanding job across the globe. And I describe it two ways. One is we're certainly in an industry that benefits from some really good long-term trends. You know, and that is the world is in need of infrastructure. Cities continue to grow, which drive a need for more infrastructure. There's a need for more resilient infrastructure, and that's evidenced by some horrible disasters that have happened, one in particular here in Texas, which is tragic,
of course,
over the last month. And then the other thing is there is just an insatiable need to build data centers and an insatiable need for water and energy to support those data centers. And so those are, you know, long-term trends. Those are decades long that we're going to be lucky enough to participate in.
Well, and you have a long lead time. I mean, you're committed.
Do.
So you're not, I guess you're not as cyclical then.
Well, there is some cyclical nature. And if you think about our cyclical nature, a lot of our clients are governments. And so when there's elections, if there's a change of government, or even when the government stays the same, there's usually a change in their agenda. And then it takes a little while for them to define their agenda in legislation.
Yeah.
And define the funding for their agenda. And so in the last 18 months, in most of the world, most countries in the world, there's been a federal election. We're now past that, and we're now seeing sort of stability. And I think that lining up with those long-term trends is the stability in the agenda and the funding for the next 3 or 4 years from most of our large government clients. So that's also makes us optimistic.
So you look back at the areas you were talking about, water, environment, energy, certainly transportation and buildings. Mm-hmm. I know you were heavily involved in DFW during the last round, and I assume you are in this one, too, of construction.
We do participate in that, yeah, no question.
But you also do a lot of fun projects, like the LA 28 Olympic and Paralympic Games. You're working that pretty aggressively, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. So we've been hired by LA28 to actually deliver all of the infrastructure necessary for the games. So whether that's the permanent infrastructure you have to modify or the temporary infrastructure that needs to be built, and just preparing the city for the Olympics. You know, we have a large team of people that are going to do that. So we're delivering the LA20 Olympics for that committee. It's a great project, and we're obviously tremendously excited about it and a little bit nervous because – you can't miss the deadline.
No, you're right. And everybody's going to look at cost overruns, and you're right, the timetable and everything else. But you just went through this with this really remarkable architectural wonder, the Intuit Dome, where the LA Clippers play. You were the lead designer on that one, too.
Yes, we were. We were the lead designer. And in that case, which was a little unusual, we also built it. So that was a project that we had both of all of our teams working together on that to deliver that dome. It's a fantastic NBA stadium.
Yeah, that is the antithesis of a black box. I mean, I don't, if people haven't seen that, then you need to go find a picture and take a look at the Intuit Dome, because it's really quite remarkable.
It's remarkable inside, and I'll say that the technology inside and the thoughtful experience that the owner created is extraordinary.
So you've also been working, I know, UK has been working on their grid, and that's big business too.
It is. One of the most significant programs going on in the UK right now is something they refer to as the Great Grid Project, which means that they spent a lot of money and time building energy building energy generation capacity, and now the need to connect that capacity to the places it needs to be, at all their cities. And so there is a large project going on, which is building grids to connect the power to the communities.
That's a lot of balls in the air at any one time. You know, artificial intelligence is something that it seems like every industry is incorporating, and in different ways, too. Does this help you?
It does. It absolutely helps us. We started using AI in our business about 18 months ago. So we are on a journey to figure out how to use it. I think we're gaining a lot of momentum. I made reference to it when we discussed our earnings, but I actually see it materially transforming how we do almost everything we do in our business and how we actually support our business and our clients. It's going to transform how things get done. And maybe let me give you a simple example. So, you know, we have really, really smart technical people that do a lot of training, and they do it through external forms, and they do it internally through the training that we have. It won't be too long in the future before someone will sit at their phone or their computer and they'll type into our version of something like OpenAI or Grok, which we've created, and they will say, I would like to be trained and learn about this topic, and the training will appear in front of them and they will learn. We will have bespoke training on a topic for an individual based on their career level that will just appear before them and they will participate in that training. And you think about how transformative that an experience is and how efficient that is. It's extraordinary. And so we're going to see things like that in our business that really transform us for the better.
And especially when you're, in your case, you're delivering all over the world in different languages, because you operate, on every continent.
Oh, we do. Yep, we do.
So another thing, I would assume that it also is going to help you in the bid process, because you're putting their requests for proposals come out and you win an inordinate number of the bids, or at least you have lately. One of the things picked up from your conference call was you've had 19 straight quarters of book-to-bill above, or book-to-burn above one, which is you get a new order to replace every order that you filled plus some. So the pipeline keeps filling up. How can you keep that up for 5 years?
I would describe it as we have a really good group of people that have some extraordinary talents, and we're focused on making sure we have great client relationships and we understand how to solve those problems. That may sound really simple, but the fact is that when you've got 50,000 people that are focused on of skills that are very broad based in what you need to deliver infrastructure, you can bring something to a client that is extraordinary to deliver their most complex, their largest, and their most important projects and programs. And that's where that's the space that we play. And there's not a lot of competition there.
What are the challenges out there? One of the things that occurs to me is the U.S. dollar has been on for the first time in a very long time, a downward trajectory. And it looks like that's going to continue. Does that help you or hurt you?
It doesn't hurt too much. It can hurt you as a U.S.-based company. I mean, that two ways. One is you know, if you're using folks from around the world to participate in U.S. projects, they become a little bit more expensive in terms of how they participate and support U.S. projects or programs. But you turn that around, and there's a flip side to it. The other side of the equation is we have people in the U.S. that will, you know, participate and help our teams working internationally. So I don't think it's too much harm to us, other than the harm is just that we have to deal with the ups and downs of currency swings. So a little bit of extra work, but it doesn't really change the business that much.
Well, maybe artificial intelligence can help project that too. So
yes.
So 19 straight quarters of increases in the order flow and building up the pipeline. What'd you tell the analyst the other day? You're going to make it 20?
I did not tell them I'm going to make it 20, but I will. If they listen to this call, they'll hear that we're going to make it 20.
That's outstanding. Troy Rudd is the CEO of AECOM, really quite a remarkable company, and one that I view as sort of a good leading economic indicator. And so seeing numbers like you had make me feel good. It's good to have you with us again. We've missed you.
Thank you very much, David.
Thanks. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.